The tenth degree, rebellion. The opposite of the third degree of humility, obedient submission to the superiors. Unless by a merciful intervention of providence, this man quietly accepts the unanimous verdict, a thing which it is very difficult for such persons to do, he soon becomes shameless and defiant, and more hopelessly degenerate, and sinks through rebellion into the tenth degree, so that he, who had hitherto by his conceit treated his brethren with veiled discourtesy, now by his disobedience shows open contempt for authority. For it should be observed that all the degrees, which I have divided into 12, may be arranged in 3 groups. In the first 6 there is disrespect to the brethren, in the 4 that follow defiance of authority, while the last 2 show complete contempt for God. And it should be also noted that, just as the first 2 degrees in ascending scale of humility must be obtained before entering the community, so the last downward steps in pride, which are their counterpart, cannot be taken whilst in it. That the first 2 degrees must be previously passed, the language of the rule makes clear. For it says that the third degree is that anyone, for the love of God, should submit with entire obedience to his superior. Therefore, if this submission, which beyond doubt is made when the novice enters the convent, is assigned to the third degree, the necessary presumption is that the 2 preceding degrees have been passed. Therefore, when a monk scorns alike the harmony of the brethren and the decision of his ruler, what more can he do in the monastery except cause scandal? 11th degree, freedom to sin, the opposite of the second degree of humility, forbearance to press personal desire. So after the 10th degree, which has been described as rebellion, the man is at once caught in the 11th. He then enters those paths which are attractive to men, at the end of which, unless God shall perchance have interposed some barrier for his protection, he will be plunged into the nethermost hell, that is into contempt of God. For the wicked man, when he has come into the depths of evils, contemneth. The 11th degree may be called freedom to sin, since in it a monk, who sees that he has now neither a ruler to fear nor brethren to respect, can safely and freely give full play to his own desires, which shame as well as fear prevented him from doing while in the monastery. But although he has no longer dreads of his brethren or his abbot, he has not yet lost all of God. Reason, some faint echo which still remains, places this check upon his inclination, and it is not without some hesitation that he enters on his sinful course, and, like a man who is trying to ford a stream, steps rather than runs into the torrent of vice. The 12th degree, habitual sin. The opposite of the first degree of humility, constant abstinence from sin for fear of God. But when, by the awful judgment of God, his first offences have been unpunished, the pleasure that he has derived from them is freely repeated, and its repetition engrosses him. Lust is quickened, reason lulled, and habit becomes bondage. The wretched man is drawn into the abyss of evil, made prisoner to the despotic rule of vice, and so overwhelmed by the whirlpool of his carnal desires that he forgets alike his own reason and the fear of God, and says madly in his heart, "There is no God." He now, without scruple, puts pleasure in the place of law. His mind, his hands, and his feet are no longer forbidden to consider, execute, and pursue courses that are unlawful. But whatever comes to his heart, his mouth, or his hand, he designs, discusses, and carries out, with evil intent, idle utterance, and sinful action. Just as a righteous man, when he has risen through all the degrees, is able by his habitual goodness to run eagerly and easily to life, so does the wicked man, who has gone down through the same degrees, in consequence of all his evil practice, emancipated from the rule of reason and unrestrained by the bridle of fear, hasten undaunted to his death. There are some in the middle who are wearied and worried, who, alternately tortured by the fear of hell and hindered by long-standing habit, find the descent or ascent hard work. The first one and the last one alone moves quickly and without hindrance. The latter hastens to death. the former to life, the one more speedily, the other with greater care. Love makes the one eager, lust renders the other inert. The affection of the one, the indifference of the other, makes both insensible to toil. So in the one perfect love, and the other consummate wickedness drives out fear. Loyalty gives confidence to the one, blindness does the same for the other. So the 12th degree may be called the habit of sinning, because in it the fear of God is lost, and its place is taken by scorn.